Good afternoon. I think I suggest that you take your seats, and we are about to start. My name is Jean-Claude Desenclos. I am a physician by training, epidemiologist, and I am the scientific director of a public health agency in France, which is Santé Publique France. So this session, the two aspects, ethical issues, which has already been discussed a bit, and also more applicated or practical about prognostic predictive use of big data in terms of practical use, if I understand correctly. So I'll call first Claude Kirchner. He is a member of the Comité Consultatif National d'Éthique, and he will talk about ethics and big data. He prepared this presentation with Laure Coulombelle. I don't know if she's around, but so I will speak for both of the two names that are listed in the program. So give it the floor to you.
Thank you, Jean-Claude. I should first excuse Laure, who is finishing a report that will be presented next week, and so she's really under pressure, and you will see in a few minutes why. So I am a computer scientist, okay? So which is, of course, completely different from medicines and topics like that, and epidemiologist, of course. But I'm quite interested since at least 20 years on ethics, and in particular ethics about consequences of computer science, informatics, and on society and on human. So in this context, the first thing I would like to insist on is that we are in a very big revolution, and this revolution, indeed, we don't know exactly now where it will allow us to go. And indeed, think about this slide 10 years ago, and even next 20 years ago, it will be almost empty. Okay, so this means that really we are in a big evolution, and this is both a formidable opportunity, but and this opportunity is really a source of innovations. And these innovations, in many cases, we do not anticipate what they are. Typically, in such a situation, this kind of devices has not been designed in order to get this kind of advertisement. Okay? And this advertisement has been done after hacking some system. So this means that the system that has been set up in using computer science and technological capabilities of digital things, indeed has been used in a different way than what we imagined at the beginning. So this has, this indeed relies on the fact that information, it's really a fundamental concept. So indeed, if we look at what we have done until the 20th century, indeed we were, from the scientific point of view, looking at science from the point of view of matter, life, and energy, mainly. But we were not thinking about what indeed we are doing where we think, okay, that is about dealing with information. And indeed, Wiener, Norbert Wiener, the inventor of the cybernetic, was indeed telling that information is information, okay, it's no matter or energy. And indeed, any entity, in particular us, receives, emits, transforms, and memorizes information. And when we are dealing with digital information, it is done in a unified representation, unified way. So indeed, digital sciences and technology have a very big impact on us, and on our society. Why is that? Indeed, we are information processing systems. And we invented another one. Okay, so we are biologic information systems. And of course, we are not just that. So this means that indeed the DNA, our cells, organs, bodies, and so on, are all memorizing, communicating, and processing information. So in particular, in this room, we are processing a lot of information, each of us. Okay. This has very strong impact on us and the society, because in these two types of information processing system, the human and the digital, and in more generally the biological and the digital, they complement each other, they interact, they collaborate, they combine with a lot of consequences on our organization and our life. So in this context, indeed, the CCNE, which is the National Consultative Ethics Committee for Health and Life Sciences, decided to set up two working groups. The first one, in collaboration with CERNA, which is the Ethical Committee for Research in Computer Science and Digital Sciences, indeed, in collaboration with CERNA, CCNA decided to launch a working group on digital technology and healthcare with ethical issues, from which ethical issues and for which regulations. And the report is available there. And indeed, Laure is working on this report, okay, that will appear next week on big data and health about ethical issues. So, what are we talking about? So this is a very challenging slide, because in one slide, I would like to give an idea of the definition of ethics, moral, deontology, integrity, and law. So one slide for 3,000 or 4,000 years of thinking. Okay, but let's try. Okay? So I would like first to say that for me and during this talk, ethics will be the positioning on value hierarchies along the way, based on experience as well as personal and collective reflection. So moral in this context is etymologically like ethics, but it also concerns social and religious morals. So this means that morals are more prescriptive than ethics, which are more descriptive thinking. Deontology is rules of profession, like Hippocrates Oak. Okay, so that's rather simple in some sense. Notice that for deontology, there are not so many explicit deontological rules in many other disciplines than medicine. Okay, for example, for computer science, okay, not so many. Integrity is the absence of bad intention, and in particular honesty, and of course scientific integrity is very important. And law is what is related to a civil code, the national and international and laws, and this is also subject to interpretation. So starting with this definition, why do I give this definition? Because indeed, when we are in such a situation, when we have been, and you are in such a situation, how do you decide what to do? Okay? So in the first situation, I will say no, of course. Okay? But I have a phone, okay, somewhere here. And of course, I'm using a phone currently. So which is very similar to an RFID tag, of course. And so why do we say yes? Because indeed, in the first case, there are two values that are in competition. Okay, so there is a hierarchy of two values. There is privacy, and there is availability of services. Okay, and so in the first case, you put privacy, at least I put privacy on top. Okay, so hierarchy of value is that, okay, I will say, because it violates my privacy, I will say no. In the second case, the hierarchy of value is different, okay? And services come on top. So which means that in this case, I say, okay, because of this positioning of the different values that I consider, then I will say, okay, cool, I take it. So it is a very simple ethical way to think about how do I take this decision and why do I take this decision? And what kind of information can I take at the individual level as well as the collective level in order to make that possible? Okay, so now coming back to Earth, indeed we are in a situation where we get a very fast diffusion of digital in Earth. And okay, I believe that mostly in this room everyone knows the subject, but it's really everywhere. Okay, and so this means that from signal processing, machine learning, and Earth, okay, which was one of the subject of this seminar, of course, telemedicine, digitalization of surgery rooms, and so on. Okay, but also medical education, of course, genomics, of course, clinical research, and detection and control of epidemics. Okay, in particular, in this context, so we get it everywhere. And of course, with a lot of interesting consequences. And indeed, what the first working group I was talking at the beginning about was, so this working group was finding in the context of CCNE and CERNA that this rapid rate of digital diffusion within the health system is an irreversible fact. Okay, we cannot go back. Or it will be really something that impacts the society so deeply that it will be terrible. It is also the fact that digital science and technology is a major source of advances in strengthening the quality and efficiency of our health system. Okay, so to refuse that will be unethical with respect to the value of providing nice services. And so the mobilization of this potential, because of what I was saying at the beginning of the talk, is only at its beginning, okay? That is indeed, we have a lot of potential in using this kind of techniques in the future. But what is essential in this context is, of course, to be, that this process should be accompanied by a continuous analysis of the ethical issues associated with those technologies and their future development. Okay, so some other evidence that the organization and governance of the entire health system will be profoundly impacted, okay, and it is profoundly impacted currently, okay. The organization typically of an hospital is deeply impacted currently, okay. The organization of the studies in medicine are impacted, okay. So, and so on. So from today and much more in the future, there will be profound change to take place in the professions, role, function, and responsibility of the actors. And of course, we have a fundamental role of data. So I'm coming now to the data question. So which data? So a lot. Indeed, try to give me an example of data that could not have consequences on the study of health. Okay, even astronomical data, in particular the position of the moon or eruptions of solar eruptions, okay, may have consequences on life on Earth. So indeed, we get information from many, 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 many devices, okay, and situation. And indeed, the talk before about the relationship between the environment and the health was very interesting, okay, because it showed, and I believe that all the environmental data are, of course, a main topics of our subject today. Okay, so it is all these related health-related data are of interest. Okay, and so what we will call health data in general in the rest of this talk will be either the physical and mental health-related data or the well-being related data, okay, that is almost everything, and big means many and potentially large. Okay, so health data could be in particular personal, and so in particular we have the RGPD that allows us to get some confidence in what are these personal data, how are these personal data protected. They could be confidential, protected, they could be imprecise, noisy, biased, fuzzy. They are in general widely distributed. Okay, we have this kind of health data in our phones, in computer, everywhere in the month, in the world, and so on. They are not so easily accessible in general. Okay, even if at some case, in some cases, they are too easily accessible. For example, for insurance company and so on. But in general, it's not so easy to access this data in a reasonable, organized way. And of course, they can be critically vital because at some from time to time, you need to access this data very quickly in order to save someone, the life of someone. So health data are also a new opportunity of main progress in knowledge and health. Okay, so this is very simple. Potentially eternal, okay, because as soon as you created them, okay, it's difficult to erase them, okay, even if in some cases you would like them not to disappear from your phone, for example. They are shareable at the international global level, and it can be largely and almost instantly shareable at that level, so which poses also a lot of questions. It's a source of new information that is rather important. That is, indeed, you can cross different information in order to get new information. So typically, if you get a database saying that all humans are mortals, you know also that Socrates is a human. So you can induce that he will be mortal. Okay, he is mortal. So you see that this the secondary informations, knowledge that are consequence of the primary information is something very important, and today it is crucial to get the ability, in particular for scientists, but not only, in order to be able to get access to all these information, in order to cross the different information and to generate new ones. And all this information is almost unusable without computer power, okay? Because it is not at the level of human, it is really at the user of, at the level of the machine that we have set up in order to help us to analyze this, this data. And, okay, as I said, it is an environmental challenge, both from the point of view of understanding how the environment influence providers' data, but also how all this data processing, data storage, communication, and treatment is indeed giving some garbages at some time that we need to take care. Okay, so this means that our phone currently have something like a lifetime of 3 years, something like that. Okay. And so you can imagine currently there are more phones on health than humans. So this means that if we renew all these phones every 3 years, it's okay. Can you imagine what we are generating, what kind of challenges we need to solve from the point of view of environment. So health data set up new challenge, like, so it will not be exhaustive, okay. But like what? Like We would like to get correctness, transparency, and privacy respect with respect to treatment of data that are concerning ourselves and our family and our society. We would like this data to be treated in a way that they are findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable, okay? And this is called the FAIR principles. And for sciences, this is very important because it allows us to reproduce things. It is also important to understand that we have new actors, not only health, but also technically and commercially oriented. Okay. And typically 23andMe, as we talked just before, but also data scientists. Okay, data scientists are not so familiar at the beginning with medicine, but also patient association and so on. So, and of course, another challenge is about precision medicine and solidarity. That is indeed, as soon as we get a clear understanding of what is our own future, our own state of health, indeed, an insurance company will indeed target the solidarity process in saying that, of course, it will be good if you are in good health for me to cover you for a few less money, okay? But and if you are not in such a good health, then you have to pay more. So, which means that it is indeed this nice this nice possibility to get precision medicine indeed should be balanced in such a way that, of course, solidarity is not destroyed. So I will talk about a few major ethical issues in the rest of time that I have now. Thank you. So we have examples in all domains, and I don't want to say everything there, but you can read it. Of course, I would like to develop a few of them. If you have a rare disease, and indeed, of course, it is very important, in particular, mostly important for you, because it is rare, to provide your data to for research purposes. And of course, when you do so, okay, you reveal to a large, community that you have this illness. Okay, so it's really an ethical dilemma: should I do it or not? If you are a medical doctor and you use Gmail or Dropbox to exchange information about patients, okay, are you sure that data are stored in an exchange in a safe way? Okay. So I don't want to test you and ask you if you have a Gmail, if you are using in a professional way Gmail or Dropbox, but ask yourself if it is safe and ethical. So if you are an engineer and you develop pollution software, pollution control software, for example, in some automotive company, and someone asks you to twist a little bit the software and the use of data in such a way that indeed you get the testing more easily, shall you do it or not? And what kind of education do you get in order to be able to defend yourself and to present your opinion? Okay. And I would like to say a word about the last one. So, medical doctors, as everyone, can make errors, mistakes. And you see that it is difficult, and even maybe more difficult for medical doctors, in order to reveal these mistakes, in order to go further, and for the others not to do the same, or to get systems that allows us to forbid to make these mistakes. And so you see that there is a big dilemma there, okay, an ethical dilemma. Should I reveal it? Okay, and if I reveal it, then I may be penally under the penal law. Okay, but if I don't, then my personal ethics could be questioned. Okay, so I think this is a lot of examples of the domain. So What we identified, at least at CCNE, as a main ethical challenge is that a new balance should be found in the exercise of an ethical approach to follow up the consequences introduced by digital science and technology without, and this is important, slowing down the expected benefit, but without weakening the principle which human quality and human relation are based on. So in particular, what are the main values that we would like to speak about? So of course we can speak about the value presented in the Belmont report, and respect of person, including passions, okay? Justice, and beneficence and non-malfeasance. And so what about the respect for persons? So the main recommendation that we are making is rethink the notion of informed consent and ensure adaptation of the digital world rapid evolution. So the main point is about informed consent. Okay. Currently, what does it mean to give the informed consent? Because your data will be shared almost at the international level. It's very difficult, but technically not impossible, to indeed to get metadata associated to health data in such a way that indeed this metadata control the consent that you have given. Okay, so this provides to the data the correct access with respect to your consent. And I know that in Canada, for example, you are working on these topics. In France, we are also going this way. So this means that the consent may be not only dynamic, but it could be completely attached to each data that we are releasing. Second point about justice. The main recommendation is to balance personalization, equity, and solidarity. As I said before, the fact that now we get very nice and powerful tools in order to get personalized diagnostic and treatment of many diseases is balanced by the fact that we should still get solidarity for everybody and, of course, equity. And about beneficence and non-malfeasance, indeed, the main recommendation is to ensure access to digital technology for all, including people, poor people, or people that are that have difficult relationship with digital technologies, okay? Because maybe they are too old, or maybe they don't have the appropriate education in order to understand them. And second point, to ensure human guarantees. That is, indeed, we have very powerful tools, like digital tools, okay? But these are tools. We are the master. We need to get control and to keep control, okay? And so, but this is not so easy to say, not so easy to implement, okay? So it's really something that we need to think about. Educate all actors, okay? And including first students, okay? So thank you for many of you to be there. But also everyone, and in particular every person, in order to be able to understand what are this kind of technology and how they can be applied. In France, this is rather terrible, but it's going better. But until 2 or 3 years ago, there was no education at the level of elementary school or college on computer science. So people do not understand what is computer science, do not understand what is an algorithm, do not understand what kind of data they are generating. Okay, and of course we need also to be able to evaluate health platform and applications dynamically, so to get audits about these kind of things. To conclude, we are really in a deep revolution and asking a lot of questions that I try to summarize there. The generalized use of digital technologies induce and will induce profound consequences in all domains of Earth in particular. Ethic consideration should be a main continuous concern shared locally for yourself, for your family, for your hospital, but also at the national level, not so easy, but also at the European level, begin to be quite difficult, and indeed even more difficult at the international level. Sovereignty. So sovereignty is something very important. That is, what is the strategic autonomy of individuals, of scientists, of national and digital people, so of nations, and of course of enterprise on digitals. So these sovereignties are challenged. And in particular, as a scientist, do you have access to all the information that you need? In particular, do you have access to all the publications? Do you have access? How do we organize the access to the data in such a way that we respect all the ethical values and principles that I mentioned there? Okay. So currently, this is completely open question, and we should be very aware that currently, if we are not sufficiently attentive to that, we will not have anymore in some countries, and in particular in France, the capability to make research at the best international level, just because we will not have the possibility to access to the right data and information. And so we are all concerned and responsible as persons, scientists, engineers, and health staff. Thank you.